The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. We got a little clarification on the soulless, or as I guess it's called, the soulless. Joshy with the least shocking news of the day, telling us what, Josh?
We're pronouncing it wrong.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what else is new?
I don't even know if I repeated the pronunciation correct.
Oh, so totally maybe honest. I pronounced it wrong twice now.
But as soon as you said it, I started to not have as much confidence.
Yeah. Let's go out to Jeff in Minnesota, who wants to educate us on the soulless, soulless, solar. No, that was earlier this week. Jeff, what is Giannis's injury?
Well, if they're saying it's what you guys call the soulless, it's called the soleus muscle. So there's two muscles that make up your calf muscle. One is more superficial. It's called your gastrocnemius. And the one that's deeper is called the soleus. If you ever want to figure out how to remember that, think about soul. Like the soul is the deep part. So the soleus is the deeper muscle of the two. That's the one, if that's what the report said, it's the soleus muscle that was injured, which is the deeper one of the two. Go ahead.
Is that worse than the upper one? Because I tore my upper one.
I have no idea which one's worse. Probably what makes it worse or better is the extent of the injury. You know what I mean? The extent of whether it was the strain versus a tear. You know what I mean? That probably would makes it worse. So anyways, that's that. Can I offer one other thing for the grievance thing?
Yes.
You guys, I love that you guys. great sound bite that is consistent with the show. Remember Frank Costanza? I got a lot of problems with you people. Yeah. That would be a good sound bite.
Yes.
I lost my train of thought.
And just to be clear, Jeff, you are a doctor? I probably should have established that from the jump.
I'm a surgeon. I'm not an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, that's funny. So am I.
Maybe you ran into Chewy at medical school.
I'm above the knees, though, not below.
Jeff's like, you're why they graded on a curve. No, thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the information on the Giannis injury. Again, the good news this morning is that he avoided serious injury with the Achilles, which is what people were concerned about when he went down in the third quarter of last night's win over the Celtics. We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll also. How are you feeling right now? You know, Giannis likely won't play for the remainder of the regular season. There they are. And are you on the Seinfeld scale of concern? Yada, yada, yada. I look a little stressed or I'm freaking out. Go ahead and weigh in on that this morning on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy poll. Chewy, I heard you didn't sleep very well last night.
No, we lost the air conditioning down here, so they put in half of it.
We lost. Like it's a
hold
family
on.
Pet.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I want to pour one out here for Chewy's air conditioner.
We lost the air conditioner, he says.
Would you like to say a few words in memory of the air conditioner?
Yes. We want you back. We're offering a reward for the air conditioning. Look, I went to bed last night, and it was 78 degrees in the bedroom. Then it wasn't fun. It wasn't pleasant. Now, I can do that.
All I want to say to that. Effing wah. Effing wah.
We had air conditioning in half the house because there's two units, but where the bedrooms are, we had none. So I had the option of sleeping on the couch in air conditioning or in the bed at 78 degrees, and I chose the bed at 78 degrees.
The more you talk, the less I feel bad for you.
Why? You guys can just open your window if the air conditioner
goes
out.
That's true. We
right
did have
now.
The windows open the last couple yes. of days. Hold the phone. You're telling me you had air conditioning. I thought you didn't have air conditioning. That's why you didn't sleep well.
Well, we had it in half the house.
Why didn't you sleep in the half of the house that had the air?
Because
that's why I don't feel bad.
Because the couch looks good, but it's not comfortable.
That's the only place you could have slept?
Yes.
I will say this, Chu. You being the size that you are, you probably don't fit on most couches.
But his own couch, Gabe? His own couch? Feels like maybe that was a user error.
Well, if we bought a couch, you think he had a say in whatever couch was purchased at the house?
He's sleeping on mini beds in there with his feet hanging a foot off the edge.
The dude from Dr. Seuss's One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish.
So it's about as comfortable as the ones we have in our little area up there where we do the production meeting.
And you fall asleep almost every morning that you're here during our production meeting.
But they're not very comfortable, right?
Okay, so this is what I don't understand. So the bedroom is uncomfortable because it's 78 degrees. The couch is uncomfortable for whatever reason you're trying to convince us of. Are you telling me that the bed was less uncomfortable at 78 degrees than the couch was uncomfortable? Because to me, you sleep in the air. If the air is the reason that you're not sleeping, you sleep where the air is. This feels very simple to me. But you're trying to tell me that you would rather sleep in a hot bedroom than a cool couch.
Because I'm a tosser and a turner. So every time you turn on the couch, you're waking up. Not every time you turn in bed, you're waking up when you're moving.
What?
Right?
I don't think that's how that works.
No, when you ask right, the answer to that one is no.
No, I'm telling you. I think I made a good decision, even though I probably got... I was up from 1240 to 252.
Just laying in bed?
Yeah.
At what point... So I guess it never crossed your mind. Wouldn't you just like, all right, you know what? This isn't working. I'm not getting any sleep.
But hold on.
Let's at least try the couch.
Another factor. I was in the bed by myself.
So starfishing? So am I to believe that you're starfishing in the
seems
bed?
Better.
Free, I could sleep in the middle, free reign, sprawly.
Well, I mean, but you weren't sleeping.
Yeah, but you weren't sleeping.
I still think it was the right decision because if I went and slept on the couch, yes, I would have fell asleep earlier, but I would have been in and out of sleep all night
long. You don't know that. You're just guessing about that. Have you ever slept on the couch?
No.
So that's what I'm saying. You have no evidence that sleeping on the couch, even though you think it's uncomfortable, would have been worse than sleeping in the hot bedroom. The air conditioning would have at least mitigated whatever discomfort the couch provided.
I don't think so. I think I made the right decision. I think I made the right decision.
Chew, while I respect the stubbornness, it's, you know.
President of the club.
Yeah, I respect it. I can't even believe, why wouldn't you even just give it a shot?
Yeah, hot sleeping is just something I don't mess with. If there's an option to be cool, I'm always taking it. It's always the opportunity.
I mean, isn't that what the first thing you do when you go to a hotel room is
that sucker down?
We are going to make sure this thing is frigid in here so I am sleeping comfortably.
Uh-huh.
It's the first thing you do.
I don't think you guys just don't know how uncomfortable the couch is.
As somebody who has a bad couch in their house, which was bought because it's design over its comfort, I do feel that pain, but I've slept on that couch before for reasons of it's hot.
I thought you got in trouble.
No, there's a day bed for
Mussolini
that.
Laid
Mussolini
down.
Kicks me to the day bed when I'm in trouble.
Oh. And that's the other thing, Chu. Are you telling me you have no other rooms in the house that had air conditioning and sleeping surfaces?
If the house is big enough to have two air conditioning units, I got to imagine that there are other places to sleep.
There is. All right. The house is sectioned off. So the living... It's kind of like a hotel. So the living quarters are all on one side.
Quarters.
And then you come up some stairs and the bedrooms are all in a line. Right? So the closer you get, obviously, to where there's air conditioning, where there's bedrooms, a little... That's why Angie went and slept in there. But then I got to make the bed in the morning and all that
stuff. Oh, so she was smart enough to relocate to a place where the air conditioning reached. It wasn't in the room, but it was proximity, so it was getting the air conditioning. And you were just like, no, this bed, solo, 78, that's my choice.
It's like, I am a huge paper plate guy. If you could take a paper plate instead of washing the dishes, right, you use the paper plate.
Wait, I thought you were Save the Earth guy. That's why you don't wash your socks.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, that's usually the problem with your arguments.
But the problem is
that's why you just
the bedroom that is closest to the air conditioning might have been my best bed making of all time, and I didn't want to wreck it. So that fact, I mean, that sounds crazy, but I think there are
none
some
of this
people
sounds crazy, Chew.
That are there with me. And then, I mean, would I had to wash the sheets or no? Like, if you slept in your guest bedroom,
mm-hmm.
and you have a guest coming in 2 weeks, are you washing the sheets or no?
Well, yes. Before they come, but you don't have to do it today.
Why?
Why? Because
you're a disgusting human
being.
What
if it's a family member?
How
what
close?
If it's a family member?
Is it a kid?
Are you mad at them?
Was Frank on that bed?
Yeah. And I had to change those. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're answering your own question. This is one of those, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, huh? Yeah. What's good for the Frank is good for the chew. Okay, we're putting it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. Okay, it's hot, right? The other thing is, and I said this, couldn't you have slept outside? I imagine it gets pretty cool outside. Maybe it was another hot night in Florida. I don't know. But you got a deck or something. You got a patio chair. Yeah. To me, that grab a blanket and lay out there. I mean, I don't know. I'm just throwing suggestions out there other than being in the 80-degree bedroom last
78.
Night.
78. The outside last night was 72.
Oh, you are the Oh, my brain just stopped on me. What do you call it when you're round-up guy? You're round-up guy. Now you're not rounding up? What's the difference between 78 and 80?
2 degrees.
There it is. There it is. You lobbed it up. What'd you think he was going to do?
Chewy was right.
There's a 50, 60% chance he'd get it wrong.
When it benefits me, there is no rounding.
Put it on the poll. Would you rather sleep in the bedroom, no air conditioning, 78 degrees, or on a quote-unquote uncomfortable couch in the air conditioning? That is the dilemma that Chewy was facing last night, Gabe.
So if it was 72 degrees outside, why don't you open a window?
I did, but it didn't work.
You have fans? A couple of fans? You put the fan
like a ceiling
in the
fan?
Window?
It doesn't work. And there was no wind, so it's just... That does not work, okay? It'd take like 3 days in 72 degrees temp to go from 78 to 72. I mean, when I woke up, the bedroom was probably 76. But the outside ain't cooling it down. And it's a pretty big bedroom. So.
Let me ask you a question. It's related sort of, but kind of not. And we got to get to break here shortly. If I said to you, we didn't get a lot of sleep, the big V hit the house. You know what the big V is? What does V stand for?
Virgin?
No, the big virgin did not hit the house.
I don't know what the no Y idea. Is. I don't know what the V is.
V is for vomit. Vomit, vomit, vomit. We had vomit, vomit, vomit in the house the last couple of days. That's
oh,
why
you
I
did?
Wasn't here. Yeah.
Ah.
Kiddos were sick as dogs. Just projectile vomiting all over my house. But I didn't want to say vomit because it feels like, I mean, I've said it a lot right now, actually.
Yeah, I mean, for somebody who didn't want to say it, you pretty much just decided to machine gun it off.
Yeah. My girlfriend, who I told the other day when I said, oh, the big V hit our house, she said, vagina? I said, that's not what V stands for. She said, that's what it stands for in our house.
So you didn't get sleep?
I didn't get sleep, and I didn't get sick. I wanted that on the record, because I wasn't here the last couple of days, but it wasn't because I was sick. It was because my kids were sick, like crazy sick, like middle of the night vomiting sick. And then I didn't get any sleep, because, you know, when your kids are sick, you can sleep, but you don't deep sleep. You're like at that surface sleep, right? Where like,
because you're constantly... like almost on guard, are they coming into the room? Or maybe you hear them vomit
Correct.
As they're going through.
I'm guessing for Joshy, this would be the same as if Russell were sick, right? And you hear the... and you're like, whoa, I'm awake.
It's happened.
Do not do what you're about to do. That's where I was the last few nights. And so you're up every 45 minutes, every 20 minutes at times. And so, yeah, the big V, huh? What else does V stand for? Vendetta. That was famous, right?
Big Van.
Viagra.
Big Viagra.
Well, yeah, so when you say the big V hit our house, that's sounds like a fun night in the Chmura household.
All right, so V doesn't stand for vomit, huh?
No.
I thought that was a universal thing.
No, I think you just made it up. It's literally the first time I've heard this.
The big V hit our house. What? All right.
I think big throws everyone off. If you just said V, the V hit the house.
You think?
And I think so.
Virus? What else? Is there anything else V could stand for?
When something hits the house, I'm not imagining anything to do with puke or vomit.
Let me tell you, the vomit did it hit all the things. Sweatshirts, blankets, towels.
I don't
need
all this information.
That's why I said the big V to my girlfriend. I didn't want to be disgusting. I saved that for y'all.
I was about to say, you saved that for the public forum.
All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll get back to those Green Bay Packers. And a reminder, the injury to Giannis Antetokounmpo, not as bad as we thought it was last night. Thought he might have ruptured his Achilles, which, by the way, is having a moment. The Achilles is having a moment between Rodgers and Kirk Cousins and yesterday the conversation. I don't think I've talked about Achilles this much ever in my entire life. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy rolls on after this.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Are you going to answer the question?
What's the question?
Can the Packers win without Aaron Jones on Sunday?
Yes. Will you stop? You know what he is?
He's jumping.
He's like the little devil on the shoulder.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it? No, I ain't happy yet. But I'm way less sad.
I know it's probably going to happen at some point this weekend. I'm going to be kicking back in a golf coma. Not going to feel like making anything, but I'm still going to want something good. That's where Palermo's comes in. I make sure I have something Palermo's in my freezer at all times. Palermo's with their family of brands, which includes Palermo's, Urban Pie, Connie's, Surfer Boy Pizza, Screamin' Sicilian, just to name a few. Always make sure I've got some on hand because you never know when you're going to want some delicious pizza. And because they've been doing this for so long, 60 years, they have all these different delicious tasting pizzas. Whether you're looking for something with an artisan crust like Urban Pie, something with that classic crust like Connie's, or the highest you can get with Screamin' Sicilian, you can find Palermo's in your grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's. It's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
We talked about this a little bit with Adam Schefter a little earlier, but Montez Sweat, now that he's on the Bears, apparently thinks he's creating rivalries. He's going to up the ante, if you will, when the Bears and Packers meet twice a year. Let's listen to the newest member of the Chicago Bears.
And Jordan Love changed the whole landscape.
I'm letting you know right now, man. I'm not losing to Green Bay this year. I can't do it. I can't do it, man. I'm not losing to Green Bay this year, man. And we done created a real rivalry over there.
I guess my question is there a season that the Bears go into where they say, you know what we're going to do this year? Lose to Green Bay. Everyone else we're going to try to beat, but we're going to lose to Green Bay. This doesn't feel like, I appreciate the bravado. I appreciate the confidence, but let's just wait until the two teams get on the field, right? They don't even have their quarterback yet, Chu.
I know. And why doesn't everyone think Caleb Williams going to the Bears is the kiss of death? I mean, you had Trubisky, terrible. You had Fields, terrible. All of a sudden, they're going to hit it?
Well, it is a new regime.
It's a new regime, and those guys weren't the number one overall pick with 18 months of hype behind them.
Is it really a different regime? What's different? It won't be different until the McCaskies are gone.
Which is fair. I mean, when it comes to ownership, I think that comes down to, yeah.
I mean, 1985. That's the last time they were relevant. And even that Super Bowl. I mean, it was, come on, sexy Rexy Grossman? Really?
Yeah, that happened, though, Chu.
When your best offensive weapon is your kick returner.
But I also think that relevant is they were relevant that year, if we're being honest. The only thing
The
only thing I will say about this, too, is do you want the Bears to be a competitive team? I feel like Packers fans have appreciated the fact that for a very long time, the Bears have been irrelevant. And as Rodgers famously said, I own you. I've always owned you my entire career. I think Packers fans have enjoyed that. Is there any part of Packers Nation that wants the Bears to be better so that the rivalry is more even, so that the games are actually more interesting?
No. You know what's a lot of fun? Kicking the ever-living bleep out of the Bears twice a year.
Yes.
I don't want that game to be close. I don't want any team in the division to be good. I don't want any team in the division to be on the Packers level. I think a big reason why the Patriots were successful for as long as they were.
Oh, absolutely.
Because their division, like, you knew they were winning that division because nobody could touch them in that division. Like, they're going 4-2 at worst in their division. And when you own the division like that, it's easier to get a better seed in the playoffs and make the deep runs that they made. So that's what I want. I don't want the Lions. I don't want the Vikings. I don't want the Bears to ever be on the Packers level.
I just don't know why they're so delusional, because they're probably the most delusional fan base. Because at the beginning, even at the beginning of this past season, ooh, Fields, I think he's going to be the guy. I think he's going to be the guy. And then they play the games, and then they just rip their team apart. But I guarantee going into this year, C.J. Stroud, you know, Caleb Williams is even better than him. He's going to take, come on, give me a break. It's just like, it's like an annoying fly, you know, just buzzing around your head, and they can say all the noise they want, manufacture that this is going to be a rivalry. Hasn't been a, out of the last, when was Favre's first year? 92?
Yep.
How many years has it actually been competitive football? Four?
I'm trying to think.
And we're talking, what, 32 years?
Yeah. I mean, it's only been a handful of years, yeah.
I think when I played the Bears in all my years, I think we lost two games. It's just
okay,
like,
but let me ask you
noise.
This, because Gabe, I agree with you. You know what's really fun is kicking the ever-living blah, blah, blah. But also, it feels a little like a loser's mentality. It feels a little like, I want my opponents to be bad because it's an easy dub for me. If you really believe in what you have, which I think the Packers should, and I think Packers fans should as well, don't you welcome all comers? Don't you also like teams being at their best when you play them so that you can exert your dominance over them?
I'm sorry. I don't understand the question. Okay. I don't understand how wanting the Packers to defeat everybody and dominate everyone in the division is a loser's mentality.
I'm trying to figure out the whole idea of, we want our opponents to be at their best. It'd be like the Bucks and the Celtics facing off.
Yeah.
And Tatum is out and Giannis is out, or Tatum is out, and you want them to be at their full strength when you're at full strength so you can exert your dominance and show that you are the better team. It's basically like, you don't want to give them any excuse. You don't want the Celtics to be able to say, well, we would have won, but Tatum was out and he's good for 27 a night, so we didn't have him.
I mean, if the Bucks play the Celtics in the playoffs and Tatum is out, sweet. That's awesome. Because the only thing that matters at the end of the day is who advances and who wins.
All right.
It's the only thing that matters at the end of the day. Yes, I will take on all comers. But if the rest of the division's crappy, that makes it easier for the Packers to be dominant. It makes it your path easier in the postseason.
The Bears don't even have a Tatum. They have a Scalabrine, so it really doesn't matter.
Catching strays.
You know what I'm saying? Like, who is... They don't even have anyone close to a Tatum.
But don't they think that Caleb Williams is going to be that guy?
Sure.
I am a little... I mean, if Williams ends up being the guy, you start looking at that roster.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
If what?
The roster's pretty
say
good.
Say that again.
The roster's pretty good.
He's like, say that
who's
to my
roster?
Face.
Chewy, we're losing him over here.
The roster, like...
The Bears roster.
Yeah. That defense was a top five defense in the second half of last year.
Rammed it down their throat.
With 17 points. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Really took it to them.
Beat them. Ran
yeah,
it on
because,
them.
Yeah, because they don't have a quarterback. And they've got two really good wide receivers that, again... If Caleb Williams fails, it's going to be a huge indictment on the Bears as a franchise, but it'd be a huge indictment on him too, because I don't know if there is a better place in terms of the weapons that they've amassed down there in Chicago for a rookie quarterback to be.
Let me just try to put a bow on this before we get to Sophia Minert here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wanting your opponents to stay weak and frail and vulnerable feels like you don't believe in your team. It feels like you don't think you could win if they weren't. And I just want to make sure that the thought process is, you believe in the Packers.
Yeah.
Even if the Bears were at full strength, even if they were an even competitor, you believe the Packers are the better team. You would just prefer for them to be weak and frail and vulnerable.
Yeah. That was a huge...
It feels
that was
a little like playing scared. I'm hearing a little playing scared there.
All right. Then, because again, like when you talk about the Patriots dynasty...
Oh, I believe
it. At what point do you get to where you're like, oh, I mean, I guess it wasn't that impressive because the AFC East was bad.
Well, people say that all the time.
Not really.
No, not the dynasty and them winning the Super Bowls, but them winning the division every year.
Correct.
Every year people it's a dog bleep division.
But when you get 4 to 5 wins automatically to start the year, you're starting in a great spot.
But it's the same thing with Detroit. Like, we know Detroit's going to be good for 2 or 3 years, and then they're going to go back to 30 years of crap. This is like their shining star.
Competition doesn't... I'm looking for pelts on the wall. I'm looking for rings.
Yep.
I'm looking for division titles. I'm not... good effort, good job, crap doesn't mean anything to
800-990-3776. Is there anybody out there who wants the Bears to be good? Jeff Wing in saying, I want all of our teams in our division to do well. I love the rivalry. I wish they were all good. If you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. I would love our division to be able to beat down on everyone else.
Put on a helmet then, Jeff. Get your ass out there.
I wouldn't mind it with that attitude. Probably could use him. We got Sophia Minert coming up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Stick around for all your Brewers news. For your next night out, make Aria, the acclaimed restaurant inside St. Kate the Arts Hotel, your next dinner destination. Aria is nestled on the second floor of St. Kate. It is an artful dining experience that captivates with its culinary creativity and delights in its offering of artisanal American cuisine. The restaurant transcends tradition, leaning into the realm of playful and inventive flavors. So come and experience the magic of Aria, where every bite is a work of culinary artistry. Learn more and make reservations at aria@stkate.com. aria@stkate.com. Sophia Minert up next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
From the latest happenings on the diamond.
Look, this team, they will find a lot of ways to surprise you. And I think the fact of like how they got here, how they won so many games.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
I guess what lead feels safe to you as the Brewers wrap up the final month-ish of the year?
Clinched feels safe to me.
Yeah, at least 7 with 6 to play, something like that.
Yeah.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Century Foods. Win the ultimate baseball fan experience at Century Foods. Return the entry form found in the weekly ad to any Century by July 24th. Century Foods, the best meat in town.
We are thrilled to have Sophia Minert joining us this morning. Sophia, how are you doing today?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Listen, we're doing really, really well, particularly because we are going to take credit for the announcement of the Packers playing in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. Do you want to know why?
I love that this, where is this going?
She's like sitting on the
edge. I have no idea.
Because Adam Schefter tweeted 10 minutes ago, Chew, the Eagles will play the Packers in Brazil Friday, September 6th, the day after the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. And 1 hour ago, to quote, you know, SpongeBob, we prompted Adam Schefter to send the text, didn't we?
Yes.
He said he was going to send the text and find out. And he obviously got the information and put it out there. So I believe we deserve some credit for Adam Schefter putting the tweet out there confirming that the Packers will, in fact, play in Brazil on Friday, September 6th. Sophia, are you following my logic now?
Now I get it. Yes, you get the assist. Yes.
Awesome. And we will take it.
For the nudge, the assist for the nudge, for the text, for the confirmation, right? But I think that was the path.
It seemed like Jen was going for more than just the assist.
No, I'll take the assist. Assist goes in
it
the
seemed like you were just, no, you were just saying we're taking credit. You want the points. You don't want the assist. You want the bucket.
No, I'm okay with the assist. It's in the scorebook. It's just as important. We'll be the Tyler Kolek. We need a few more assists, but
I was just going to make a point guard reference.
We need a few more in order to be the Tyler Kolek of the radio world, but we'll take the assist. So yes, that breaking news is Adam Schefter tweeting out that the Packers will in fact be the opponent for that Eagles game in Brazil the first week in September. All right, now I suppose we can get to baseball. Chew.
Sophia, did the national pundits, I know it's early, I know we're at most 12 games in, but did they get it wrong about this division? Because right now, every team is above 500, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and Chicago off to a great start. You think at the end of the mm-hmm. day, they're going to say, you know what, the Central was better than we thought?
You know, I feel like we could probably have this conversation every season. And I think actually the division has evened out more probably within the last 3 years. And I would point specifically to the Cincinnati Reds and to the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think, you know, you always, and I think historically you've always pointed to like the Cubs, the Cardinals, and the Brewers, you know, especially the last 6, 7 years, they're always going to be right there. I think, and now it's just really evened out because the Pirates have a lot of young talent. The Cincinnati Reds have a lot of young talent. I think, obviously, it's all very early, but I think nationally, you know, too, it's like the National League West got so much attention because of what the Dodgers did in the offseason, spending $1 billion. The Giants made a number of significant moves. The Padres have had really big payrolls, you know, over $200 million the past couple seasons. Like, that division is very top-heavy. But I agree with you. I think it's been kind of fun to see everybody start out well, and, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out in the end. But I do think the Central is probably the most balanced.
Sophia, Christian Yelich is back, right? Like, he's back.
Didn't you ask that last week?
Well, yeah, but he keeps hitting dingers.
Yeah, more dingers,
he's
Jen.
Hitting more dingers, Jen.
I'm just saying, you can't ask it every week, Gabe. Okay?
If he keeps hitting dingers, I can.
Going back to the well.
I can if he keeps hitting the dingers that he's hitting.
Well, in Gabe's defense, I feel like Brewers fans have been asking that question every week for, you know, the last
3 years.
4 years or whatever. So I don't think Gabe is alone in that. Look, yeah, I'm gonna keep saying the same thing. It's like, power is there, hard contact is there. I saw a note yesterday that, again, small sample size territory, but right now it's like a career high for him in terms of barrel percentage, which is great. That's the indicator of he's swinging at the right pitches, he's making contact, like the best kind of contact, right? When it's barrel percentage, it's hard hit contact. Obviously, the home runs have been there. It's been a lot of multi-hit games. Obviously, run production. And, like, I think that's important because as much as we talk about the youth on this team, we were just talking about this on the podcast the other day, you still need your dudes to be the dudes in order to win. And so they need Christian Yelich to be a dude and Willy Adames and William Contreras and Reese Hoskins. And I think Reese will get there as he's working his way back from the injury. But Christian absolutely... just like he did last year, right? Like, the production that he gave them last year, the great start that he's off to now, that's what this team needs, right? Because then it helps you absorb the ups and downs of what we know the younger players are going to go through.
Sophia, give me the 411 on Oliver Dunn. I feel like he's a guy that not a lot of Brewers fans know about. Do you think he could be a regular in the lineup going forward?
Yeah, I mean, he's forcing his way in there, it feels like, every day. And it's a cool story because he's a guy that, you know, he didn't come up with all of this, you know, prospect rankings and all of that. He'd been in the Yankee system, then was in the Philly system. He spent essentially 3 seasons in AA, and he really only got 1 week, maybe it was like 5 games of AAA time in 2022. So he virtually skipped AAA and just kind of kept chipping away at time in AA. And then he had a really good spring training with the team. They had acquired him in the offseason from Philly. He's playing third base, which is a position he had not played a lot of. He's been primarily like at second base. So he and Sal Frelick, it felt like, were out there. They were just like attached at the hip doing early work and a million throws and ground balls and all of that over at third base. And he's done a really good job, you know, and he got the opportunity because of Garrett Mitchell's injury. But the at-bats have been quality. The defense has been pretty good. Murph has put him in the leadoff spot now 3 or 4 times. So it's been a really cool story to just see him take advantage of the opportunity.
Sophia, I saw that Wade Miley has already started throwing at Triple-A Nashville. Is he going to be back soon? Everything go all right with that?
How about tonight? We like tonight.
Whoa!
If the weather cooperates here in Cincinnati, they're expecting a lot of rain today and tomorrow, unfortunately. But yeah, Wade's pretty aggressive with how, you know. First of all, he's 37. He knows himself. He knows his body. He had been dealing with the shoulder and the elbow stuff. In spring training, he did make that rehab start. Like you said, it was 3 innings. He was able to get the pitch count up to 55. And he's kind of just been forcing his way and told the staff, like, hey, I feel like I'm ready. I feel like I can pitch in a major league game and extend this a little bit more. So they'll obviously be conservative with what they get from him tonight. But 55 is kind of his foundation. Wade would tell you he could probably push it to 65 or 70, but he's really antsy to get back. So he was so antsy, in fact, that he pitched Friday night and then was on a 9:30 or 10 o'clock flight out of Nashville to get back and was back in Milwaukee in time for the day game on Saturday. Like, he really wants to be a part of this team, wants to be around, and yeah, we'll see. Again, hopefully the weather cooperates, but Wade should be on the mound tonight.
We knew coming into the season that Bryce Durang is fast. We knew that he was a good defender, but it was, can he hit enough? He's off to a great start. Mm-hmm. What do you think's fueled that early hot start for Bryce?
I think a lot of things. We talked about this last night. First of all, just experience, confidence. He's also a lot stronger. He put on 20 pounds in the off season, which he's got such a like wiry, you know, athletic frame that, you know, it really, when you saw him for the first time at spring training, it really like made an impression on you. So he's stronger. He thought that that would help him offensively and also just kind of endurance for the season. He did a lot of work with his dad in the off season too. His dad has essentially been like a pseudo hitting coach for him his whole life. His dad, Brian, who was a major leaguer with Seattle. And it was just evening out the swing. It was just like evening out the bat path. And so what we're seeing now is it's better plate decisions. It's better ball strike decisions. It's way less whiff and chase rate. Like, those are way down for him. He's virtually doubled his OPS from what it was last season. So yeah, I think there's a lot of really good factors right there for Bryce, but I really do think that being in there every day helped him prepare so much more. Like, he just knows, like, all right, this is my zone. This is where my hits are. This is the contact I want to make. And again, it's a really good start for him. So he's setting himself up really well to have a really good season.
All right, Sophia, Brewers Reds tonight. Like you said, Wade Miley expected to be on the bump. And of course, the Brewers in a stretch now where they've got a game pretty much every day. So great to have Sophia Minert on, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy giving us the 411. Sophia, we appreciate you. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
All right, guys, in case you missed the breaking news this morning, it was announced just a few moments ago. The Packers will, in fact, be the team taking on the Eagles in Brazil on Friday, September 6th, the day after the NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. We will continue discussing that when we come back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. If you are a sports bettor, the place for you to be is Potawatomi Sportsbook. It is opening the first week of May. Have you marked your calendars yet? I've heard from people who have seen the space. It is spectacular. It is huge. It rivals the Vegas sportsbooks. So light up your senses at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com. And go ahead and mark your calendars for the first week of May to get to the Potawatomi Sportsbook when it opens.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
There's a lot of sodas now that are prebiotic sodas as well.
They don't work. They're called poop. They're really called poop, I think. You buy them on Amazon.
I thought you were going to stop talking.
You got a lot of brust in you, you know that?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go. So put your best face on, everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come hang.
All right.
Let's go out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Great Midwest Bank. As a community bank, they reinvest your deposits into our community, helping it grow and create opportunities right here at home. Our friendly team is here to assist you with all of your banking needs, whether you're making a deposit or setting up a CD. They are dedicated to providing you with exceptional service every step of the way. Experience the difference of banking with a community-minded institution. Visit Great Midwest Bank today and join them in building a stronger community together. There it is. It is official. Your Green Bay Packers will be playing in Brazil that first week of the season. Let me ask you this. Are you buying your tickets today? If you're a Packers fan, are you looking on, you know, a Kayak or Expedia or whatever your travel, you know, site is and looking at tickets? Or not tickets for the game, but tickets to fly there?
Depends upon what the refund policy is, because I don't know how many tickets are going to be available to Packer fans, because obviously going to Brazil, they don't want a bunch of people from America to fly to Brazil. They're trying to reach the Brazilian fan base. They want a lot of the people there to buy the tickets.
Ah, tomato, tomato. Jude, if you, I mean, again, this is, I know the answer, right? Am I even asking it? Would you go to Brazil? I want to go to Brazil.
Not for football.
I'd have to do a little research because I don't want to wind up in a bathtub with a kidney missing. But yeah, I would probably check it out.
Now, that is not like anti-Brazil. Chewy thinks that will happen to him in any country that is not the United States. I just want to make sure we put that out there so we don't get like, you know, we already made angry the 49ers fans.
Sure.
Chewy's got people in, where is it?
Cincinnati
that don't like him. So now he's just, you know, pissing off the entire Brazilian population. Well, it's a big country, Chewy.
It's a big country.
So let's
Let's
just start. We're going
to
teach a little Portuguese here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Learn Portuguese with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. And the word of today is just going to be hello. Does anybody know how to say hello in Portuguese?
Hold on. I thought Portuguese were Portugal.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
You know what? I should have started. So I started at the 101.
Yeah,
I should have started
history
at
lesson.
001.
What do they speak in Portugal?
Portuguese.
And then why do they do it in Brazil? Why isn't it Brazilian?
Have you ever heard of imperialism?
What do we speak in this country, Chew?
Yeah, here we go. Chew, answer the question, Chew.
Yeah, English.
It's okay. Like me back in school instead of Mr. Chimura. And why do we speak English here, Chew?
Have you ever
because
heard of it?
Because we're all from England.
Same with Mexico and Spain, right?
Yep.
Are we following the bouncing ball now? So, yes,
okay,
they speak.
Have you ever heard of imperialism?
So, hello is the first word we're going to learn here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and it's hola.
Oh, it is?
Makes sense.
I'm great at hola. Nah, can't be. That's already used.
Well, a lot of the languages are similar.
Now we're going to have to explain Latin. Oh, man. We got way more work on our hands than I anticipated.
I just thought we were educating the masses. I didn't think we were having to educate you.
That's, you know what? That's on you.
I suppose.
Again, that's on you. The expectation is there.
I'm out of rhythm, much like the Bucks might be. Again, two big things this morning. Giannis Antetokounmpo does not have an Achilles injury. It is just a calf. We'll see how long it takes him to recover from that. And the reason for the festive music this morning, the Packers will, in fact, be the team playing the Eagles in Brazil. Will the Intosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.